The first time I ever really heard the term entrepreneur explained was when I was 16 years old at a school event. The talk was all about entrepreneurship. One person at the front described an entrepreneur as someone who has the ability to jump off a cliff and build a parachute on the way down. Someone else said that an entrepreneur solves problems and comes up with new ideas. The final speaker of the day, well, they said that entrepreneurs start new companies and make a lot of money. I left that event feeling excited. I thought, this sounds incredible and something that I would really like to get involved in. But I still had a couple of key questions that I wanted answered. Things like, what exactly is an entrepreneur and what do they do? What skills do entrepreneurs have? And can someone like me, someone with no business experience or any new ideas, can they become an entrepreneur? Well, in this episode, that's what we're going to find out. And with the help of some local entrepreneurs, we're hopefully going to show you how you can become one too. Hello and welcome to Young Entrepreneur, a podcast where we teach young people just like you the essentials of starting and running your own business. The show is produced by Young Enterprise Northern Ireland, a charity focused promoting entrepreneurship in my home city, Belfast, and beyond. Me? Well, my name is Matthew Thompson. I'm a 23-year-old entrepreneur, and I'm really excited to have you here for episode 2 of Young Entrepreneur. And we're going to jump straight into it. Really hope that you enjoy. So who better to answer my questions about entrepreneurship than some local people who have been there and done that? We caught up with 4 incredible individuals to share their thoughts with us. Honestly, the results were kind of surprising.
I was at a conference the other week and there was this wee guy who's like 12 and he's an entrepreneur.
And even we had a meeting earlier and someone said, well, am I an entrepreneur? Oh, I don't know. You know, people feel very self-conscious about calling themselves an entrepreneur.
I sometimes wonder, am I even an entrepreneur? Because I always look at other entrepreneurs and I see it's highly associated with risk, someone who takes a chance. And I'd actually say, even for a founder of a company in the tech space, that I'm actually quite risk adverse.
So you may have something in you that is entrepreneurial, but if you don't develop that, if you don't practice it, if you don't test it out, you'll never get to be an entrepreneur.
Now, the good thing is that some of these individuals are at the very start of their entrepreneurial journey, while others are actually on their 3rd or 4th venture. First up, we have Mark McCracken, a 29-year-old who owns his own business.
So my name is Mark McCracken. I own a business called Think CV Limited, and another, it's not quite a business just yet, but it's called Honest Inspiration.
Awesome. And in your opinion, or by your definition, what is an entrepreneur?
So an entrepreneur for me is somebody who they have an idea. They have an idea that's maybe bigger than like a working environment that they're maybe currently in, somebody that follows their passion. And normally it's somebody that doesn't really fit the normal 9-to-5 lifestyle. Couldn't adapt. I couldn't find something that I wanted to do for the rest of my life type of thing. But when I made the jump into what my passions are people. And trying to help them. So I just wanted to do that. So I just had to do it myself. So for me, it's just somebody who isn't afraid to follow their passions.
Mark, that's class. And do you think that young people can be entrepreneurs as well?
I think anybody can be an entrepreneur. I think especially how the world is now, how accessible the world is. I think we're starting to see that. I think there's so many young people. I was at a conference the other week and there's this wee guy who's like 12. And he's an entrepreneur, you know, so I think anybody literally can. So it's just about having an idea and just following it.
So I suppose just start off with, who are you and what do you do?
Yeah, my name is Nancy Brown. And I work for myself. I am a part-time lecturer at Ulster University. I do a lot in the entrepreneurship startup space and working with SMEs to help grow their business. I'm a young enterprise volunteer. I've been a young enterprise volunteer now for about 5 years. So I'm very much interested in developing young people. I think I have a background in recruitment, so I saw a lot of people leaving Northern Ireland. So for me, it's about keeping people in Northern Ireland, maybe then start their own business or work for a local company that's growing.
Awesome. And like, what would be your definition if I was to ask you the question, what is an entrepreneur?
An entrepreneur is someone who gets up and go and creates something. And I leave it as open as that intentionally, because I think in Northern Ireland, people have trouble with the word entrepreneur. And even we had a meeting earlier and someone said, well, am I an entrepreneur? Oh, I don't know. You know, people feel very self-conscious about calling themselves an entrepreneur. And I think it's, they might feel okay saying I'm entrepreneurial, but not in I'm an entrepreneur. And I think you can be an entrepreneur, but just doing things and starting things. And I think it's okay to leave it as open as that.
So again, we're talking quite broadly here, but what do you think an entrepreneur does?
Yeah, I think an entrepreneur looks at things with a fresh set of eyes and looks at how can we do things differently, or how can we enhance what we're doing and make it better? So I think it's that continual growing, that continual development that will allow them to sort of grow their business, grow themselves. So you can be entrepreneurial in yourself as well, and developing your own skills, I think, is quite entrepreneurial, going, right, how can I develop myself as well?
So you've worked with a lot of big entrepreneurs in the past. For example, you know, you've worked with Richard Branson before, but who can be an entrepreneur?
Well, you're going to love this answer. I think everybody has an entrepreneur inside of them. I think it's allowing yourself to explore it. I think in the future with this gig economy, most people will work for themselves at some stage. And I think that's fantastic. So I think everybody can be an entrepreneur, 100%. And everyone has entrepreneur ideas. I think sometimes we stop ourselves and say, oh, no, I don't want to pursue that. But I think it's allowing that to grow and say, yes, it's good to be entrepreneurial. It's good to think about things in a different way, especially in the world we live in. Change happens all the time. Opportunities happen. When you have a thought, try it. Do you know what? You have nothing to lose.
So what advice would you give someone or a group of friends who are thinking of starting their own business for the first time?
You've got loads of support here in Northern Ireland. I think it's just reaching out to someone, and maybe Young Enterprise is a good point of contact, and say, right, this is what we want to do. And I think we need more and more young people, because they're going to see the issues, they're going to see the problems, but they're also not going to have that restriction of, oh, I couldn't do that. Do you know? They're a little less inhibited. So embrace that and go, yeah, let's try this, especially when you're young and you're starting. You don't have a mortgage, you don't have kit. What do you have? Seize the day.
Very good. And so this episode is basically all about the topic of an entrepreneur. So in your opinion, Andrew, really simply, what is an entrepreneur? As broad as that.
There's lots of different definitions. For me, an entrepreneur is probably someone who starts from a base of nothing. And you're starting from scratch. I sometimes wonder, am I even an entrepreneur? Because I always look at other entrepreneurs and I see it's highly associated with risk, someone who takes a chance. And I'd actually say, even for a founder of a company in the tech space, that I'm actually quite risk adverse. But yeah, it's someone who takes a chance on something and starts from a base of zero, I think it can define an entrepreneur.
So that's a really interesting point that you brought up. You are a kind of homegrown success story in the local business world. Why do you have a hard time identifying as an entrepreneur? Is that like a Northern Irish thing, or what's going on there?
Yeah, possibly. Some people would call it imposter syndrome. Part of it is you're just trying to keep 2 feet on the ground. And then I suppose the other part of it is it's an aspiration. It's something you're always chasing. So it's not that you're not ruling it out, as you don't want to identify with it. It's that you've got Jeff Bezos and Warren Buffett and these guys. So, and they're true entrepreneurs, and they've done it over the test of time. It could be a Northern Irish thing. We tend to be shy about shouting about things.
Cool. And what do you think, again, just your own definition, what does an entrepreneur do?
It's tricky. So I think they're really good entrepreneurs, and let's start there. Rather than, entrepreneurs usually associated with someone who spots an opportunity and takes it. But the great innovators of our time, the great entrepreneurs, they spot a problem and they solve that problem, and then they accidentally find themselves in an opportunity that, you know, it wasn't why they started it. Of course, there's people who have started great businesses by just spotting the opportunity and going for it, but a lot of them have started by spotting a problem or a pain point that they had for themselves or someone that they knew, and then they've built the business around that. So the opportunity comes slightly later. So I think that's what an entrepreneur does.
While we have you here, what age were you when you started your company?
So it's kind of a difficult one to distinguish.
Let me ask you, okay, let me complete refresh.
I can give you a quick 30-second story on it.
Okay, yeah, hit me.
So I started selling carbon monoxide detectors at 17, really in my last year of school, so probably 18, and just after Young Enterprise, actually, and I was able to make about €33,000 that year. That then I had this terrible decision whether to go to university or not. And I went to university to study economics and finance in Edinburgh. And after a year, I ditched it and I came back. Employees who started on day one of Dawson Andrews would say that it's, 3 years old. I would say that really the trading history of the company is three and a half years old. So I was probably, I'm 24 now, so I was around 20. I think it was around my 20th birthday when I first registered with Companies House, and it really took me about a year to actually get trading.
That's unbelievable. It's quite a journey, and you've adapted to a lot of different change and different environments. It's cool. What I wanted to kind of ask you that was, this was kind of the set us up for this next question. That's really simply, if you could take 17-year-old Andrew out for lunch, what advice would you give him now knowing what you know?
I'd absolutely love to do that.
Give me a talking to.
In terms of other advice, it's hard to know whether it played out the same, but I'd love to chance not going to university just to see where I could have got. But who's to say you'd be ahead or not ahead? The good thing is that whilst I'm in a rush and I'm impatient, I have time. And so really this is what I call like a 20-mile march.
Okay. A 20-mile march? This is way too interesting just to skip over. So I did a little bit of digging, and basically the 20-mile march principle comes from a polar expedition in 1910. Two teams set out to race each other to the South Pole, and both of them took two very, very different strategies. One committed to walking just 20 miles a day, no matter how bad the weather was, didn't matter if there were storms, didn't matter if the sun was shining, they were going to walk 20 miles a day. The other team, well, they only marched when the weather was good, and so they could actually walk up to 50 miles at once and spend the rest of the days during the storms, during the bad weather, resting in their tents. The results were really interesting, and it was actually the team who committed to only marching 20 miles a day that ended up winning. So the concept of the 20-mile march, it's become a tale of the benefits of consistent, long-term growth instead of sporadic, risky, fast growth. I asked Andrew about why he took this approach, and here's what he had to say.
We're going on an awful long journey here, and we want to see what we can do over a number of decades. The danger in calling yourself an entrepreneur is that anyone can come up with an idea, seeing it through, sticking with it, and doing it for 1-2 years, that's good, but doing it for 10 years or a number of decades, that's what the true test of time of whether you're a true entrepreneur and you have the bottle to go through the peaks and troughs. And so you got to remember, I haven't been through a full economic cycle yet myself as an entrepreneur or as a founder. So, the time will tell. Ask me in 30 years, am I an entrepreneur?
What do you do?
I'm Carol Fitzsimons, and I'm the Chief Executive of Young Enterprise in Northern Ireland. So I work with over 90,000 young people across Northern Ireland, aged 4 to 25, to inspire an interest in entrepreneurship and a passion and enthusiasm, and ultimately to make them success ready for their future. I think the definition of an entrepreneur is a really interesting one. And even when we first started working with business leaders across Northern Ireland and people who I see as really good business owners, it was fascinating. A lot of them don't see themselves as entrepreneurs at all. I think it's not a particularly Northern Irish, a word that Northern Irish people identify with. For me, part of it is about somebody that's able to identify ideas and opportunities or solve problems and then actually take that concept and bring it through, commercialize it. But ultimately, I think an entrepreneur is somebody who has a passion and a vision to create something. And they then have the drive and focus to bring that to fruition.
So kind of in mass media and general culture, the entrepreneur has become almost like a celebrity figure. Like, they're very celebrated. They're almost like the new age sports stars. Like, it's very cool to be an entrepreneur at the minute. But what about the people who maybe aren't Richard Branson or aren't Mark Zuckerberg, who are going out and starting something brand new and being very, very exciting? What about the people who are maybe working for somebody else, but they have a bit of an entrepreneurial, innovative spark?
I think entrepreneurship's an it's one of those things. It's like art, where people go, can you teach art? Can you learn art? Or are you naturally artistic? And I think it's a similar thing. There are people, and without a doubt, we work with 10-year-olds that are running their own businesses, and there are 10-year-olds out there who have a natural flair for business, for sales, and a commercial awareness. And I think they have natural traits of entrepreneurship. But I also think it's important that people get an exposure to it to see if they have that. So going back to the art analogy, if you never pick up a pencil and put it to paper, you'll never find out if you were a good artist. But also it's about discipline and training and developing those skills. So you may have something in you that is entrepreneurial, but if you don't develop that, if you don't practice it, if you don't test it out, you'll never get to be an entrepreneur. For me, Young Enterprise is very much about giving young people that opportunity just to try out running a business. And it's an educational experience. So at the end of that educational experience, if you also realize this is not the world for me and this is not something I want to do, that's a very positive learning outcome, because then you now know this is something you don't want to do. So for Young Enterprise, it's very much about young people getting an exposure to that world of entrepreneurship.
Young Entrepreneur is produced by Young Enterprise Northern Ireland right here in Belfast. The voices you heard today were from local entrepreneurs Mark McCracken, Nancy Brown, Carol Fitzsimons and Andrew Fulton. To submit a question or a short story to the show, please download the Anchor app and send us a message, or send an audio clip to podcasts@yeni.co.uk by email. Let us know where you're from and we'll be able to play your message in the show and also answer it. Over the next few episodes, we're going to explore step by step how you can become an entrepreneur, starting with next time, where we talk about how to come up with your first business idea. We're really looking forward to seeing you there.